We are pleased to be joined here at the Training 55 Hot Seat today with R.J. Sigurdsson. He is the Minister of Agricultural and Irrigation for the province of Alberta. First of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thanks for inviting me on, allowing me the opportunity to talk about some of the exciting things that's happening in agriculture in Alberta.
Yes, and kind of the main thing we want to talk about here today is the part of the budget we saw the government investing in drone technology as a way to assess wildlife damage to crops. Why don't you tell us a little bit of what's kind of happening as part of that there?
Well, what we've invested is $900,000 to hire drone services for aerial assessments if the budget 2024, of course, passes. We heard a lot working with AFSC alongside producers and with the new technology. It really just came down to the fact that deploying drones is a practical, cost-effective way to assess damage. It increases efficiencies for processing our claims. Really, this came down to just speeding up the process and making sure we're getting the best way to be able to assess wildlife damage to crops and make sure our producers across the province are getting compensated for that damage properly.
And I guess by using the drones to sort of assess crop damages, how will this help in getting insurance claims done and processed, all that kind of stuff?
Well, as you can imagine, when it comes to wildlife damage, it can be quite variable and spanned out over large areas. And drones being able to travel much quicker, it really gives a better picture of how much damage is being done. And it definitely allows us a quicker manner to be able to assess the total damage done by wildlife, which really just speeds up the process of getting those claims processed and money back into the hands of our producers.
And, of course, with sort of what we've had in terms of weather here in the province, certainly it's been a little drier the past little bit. Obviously, some concerns around potential fires again affecting some potential crops out there. By having the drones in to help deal with looking at wildlife damage, how is this going to help sort of benefit producers with getting through sort of figuring out sort of what damages their crops basically?
Well, definitely right now the first step is taking a look at drones, their technology, and assessing wildlife damage to crops and really taking a look at how efficient that is, and we're going to continue to monitor that. I mean, the scope of this could expand in the future with the technology and the growth of that technology, and there could be a potential in the future to have this as broader uses, which will, of course, speed up the assessment process and as well be more accurate to ensure our producers are getting compensated accordingly. And definitely, yeah, with the dry conditions that could happen this year, our province is keeping a very keen eye on that, and that's why we put a drought command team together, working broadly with the Department of Agriculture, Environment and Protected Areas, and Forestry to really make sure we're having a really focused discussion on what that means and how we're going to do the best we can with water management if we do see the dry conditions continue to get worse throughout this growing season.
Now, as you mentioned earlier, it's about $900,000 you have in for the drones for this season. What do you think is? How do you think you're going to sort of, I guess, measure success, if you will, by having the drones out and dealing with damage to the crops and that kind of stuff?
Well, we're going to keep an eye on it. I mean, of course, we're going to take a look at it at the end of the year. We're going to take a look at the money we're investing and also how much it's sped up the process. And as you can imagine, these drones, with their efficiencies, means less FTEs. So that whole cost assessment will be done at the end of the year. But from everything that we're seeing right now, preemptive, the reason we're making this move is to actually bring down the cost, increase the speed and efficiency, and the accuracy of processing these claims.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, I was like to throw in a little personal question to the politicians out there. Of course, we are coming up on the springtime here in Alberta. Some people have different activities they like to do when the weather improves. What about you? What's kind of your go-to sort of springtime activity, if you will?
Well, I'll tell you, spending time with my family is always the first priority when we get into the spring. My family loves camping, but of course, my boys, my wife and I, We really enjoy the rodeo season. So we spend a lot of time traveling around the province and going to local rodeos. It's something that we do as a family, and we have so much fun doing it, and we really enjoy the rodeos across this great province.
So, and hope we can get you up to the Peace Reach to check out what we've got up here as well for that. R.G. Sigurdsson, the Minister of Agriculture for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me.